Hello and welcome to Woody's Words. You are joined by...
having words, Woody.
Well, you can't really speak today, so...
Yeah, I'm ill. I'm all clogged up, so my excuse is that I can't actually speak today.
Yeah, so it is just going to be an hour of me talking.
That doesn't mean you change the title to Woody's Words. It's not like my first name is...
I thought it was another segment. I thought it was like, you know, having Woody's... games, like... having Woody's words, Woody's Words.
What's Woody's Word of the Day? Yep, so you didn't even plan anything, Woody.
Who said I haven't scripted this?
I said that you haven't scripted this. You also said you haven't scripted this because you expect me to script it.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it is your podcast. Like.
Yeah, it's Josh's words. Doesn't have much of a ring to it.
Nah, Woody's words is cool.
Woody's words. Welcome to having words. Welcome to Woody's words. This is Woody. I'm Josh. Pointed at Woody for you visually.
Because they can all see it. They can just feel it. They can feel the arm movements as we're talking.
Today, I'm a little bit ill, a little bit clogged up, so Woody and I are just going to sit down and have a cheeky chat. Woody, I am ill, obviously, as you can tell. Surprise, surprise. How are you feeling, Woody? You right?
Yes.
You look good.
Oh, cheers, man.
I like that shirt.
Do you?
Oh, sorry, Woody's actually pantsless, but he's wearing a nice shirt.
Nice khaki shirt.
Nice.
It's khaki? Khaki?
What khaki.
Is it? Khaki.
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 Crappy. Sorry, Woody.
I like your shirt as well.
Lumberjack. Thanks, man. I'm actually boy lumberjack. Excuse me.
Yeah, he's it's a hot. Lumberjack.
Should we just take our clothes off? Woody and I are now currently fully naked. Woody's actually wearing a ducky float on him. I don't know why he's got that around his waist.
A ducky float.
You know, one of those floats you get in the pool. and the arm ones as well.
And I'm on a big swan.
And you're
on
a big swan.
A big inflatable.
I really
swan.
Don't know how you got changed into that because I didn't see you blow that up. Anyway. So Woody, yesterday I went to Pride, because it is Pride, the Saturday Pride, because today is Sunday and this episode is being released tomorrow. And it was my first time ever going to Brighton Pride.
Oh,
and have you been to Pride
I've
before?
Never been to Pride.
No. It's all
right. Well, right, this gets me a little bit about Pride, and it's something I don't really understand. Was there a lot of gay people there? And like, well, it's not only gay people, is it? It's LGBTQ.
It's
now,
everything
isn't it?
Which isn't so, straight as well.
But you went and you're straight. So what up?
Woody, I've got to confess. I think now's the perfect time to confess to you and Penny, my girlfriend who's listening to this. Woody, I...
Good one. Like she ever listens.
Wow! You knew it was a joke because you're like, hang on, Penny doesn't listen to this, Josh. Thanks. No, Penny listens to every episode.
Oh, that's
shout
cute.
Out to Penny. Thanks, Penny.
Yeah, cheers, Penny.
Excuse me? What are you saying to my... Are you talking to my girlfriend?
Yeah.
How
yeah,
dare
I am.
You? Oh my gosh, she's replying.
Hi, Penny.
No, hey, get away from the mic. Don't reply to her. Woody and I get into a fist fight for the rest of the show. You don't have to. It's a celebration of being gay, being lesbian, being bisexual, being all these types, and like, but straight people can appreciate that and celebrate it.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Fairs. But then why are they excluding the straight people if they're willing to celebrate as well? Why
because
not celebrate being straight?
Because
isn't that something to celebrate?
Every day is a celebration of being straight anyway. Because
is it? I don't celebrate being a heterosexual.
I hate myself. Woody.
No, like, I don't know. It seems straight. It seems strange to me that they exclude straight people, but then straight people celebrate.
It's
it.
Not.
But then, because it's like, but I, again, I kind of get it because it's like, then you would just be celebrating sex, I guess, wouldn't you? Or gender, or
well,
all
yeah,
of
but
it.
That isn't like, all about that. Being gay or straight isn't all about sex.
No, this is what confuses me all about it, right? So with Pride, you're celebrating all genders and sexual orientation. Yeah.
Yeah, but no one's excluding straight people. Just like,
it's no, like, no, it's not about excluding straight people.
Yeah,
I get why they don't include like straight people. In the in the title and the celebration,
yeah, because it's
otherwise...
like that's kind of unfortunately that is the norm, just being straight.
Yeah, and if you included everyone, it wouldn't be a celebration because
right,
it would
yeah.
be like every other day because you'd just be you know.
But then every other day should be a celebration of every kind of like it's the thing with like Black History Month as well. It's like why are we spending a month celebrating Black History and like black people and everything? But like we should be celebrating them every day. We should be celebrating everything
100%,
every day.
Yeah.
So like why
I
is
guess...
why is Pride like a weekend thing? Well, really we should be celebrating people that have different sexual orientations every day.
Yeah. Yeah. No, like I get it. Like 100%. But the thing that gets to me a little bit about a lot of different, like, particularly Pride is that, you know, you have one in every town and city now.
Yeah.
Like, whereas it was, like, just Brighton, I swear for, like, the past four weekends, it's been, like, going along the coast in different, like, they had, like, Hove Pride was a thing, was which it? Is right next to Brighton.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I don't know.
It's because it's something everyone can get on board with, and I think businesses as well, the main...
That's what it is. That is, like, they're, which I guess is good for businesses, isn't it? Because... you know, it's people going out, having fun. Like, yeah, it's good.
This is something I spoke to Kira about, actually. I don't know if we spoke about it on the podcast last week, or I just spoke to Kira about it in general. And she was saying how, like, business is like a kind of piggybacking on this whole, like, let's embrace, like, who we are sexually and everything. And they're kind of almost monetizing it, or almost commodifying it.
Yeah.
Like, Argos have now changed part of their logo to be, like, all the Pride colours. And, like, so many business... And I think it's great, you know, they're making more people aware of it. They're saying they support it and everything. But it, there needs to be... There's this kind of divide, I think, which people aren't aware of yet, of businesses that are doing it because they honestly do support it and they do support those values of
and
Pride.
And just because they want money.
Or just because they want money because they want to bring in, hey, look, we're like you. We support we support this. Like, buy our stuff. Like, use our services.
Yeah.
But I agree with that, and I think that's why maybe Pride's being kind of amplified so much, is because businesses do put a lot of money into it.
And it has. It's been in the last 2 years that Pride has become such a massive thing.
And it's good, because that means we are becoming a lot more aware of it, and there are more people that feel more comfortable being gay now, because it was a very kind of frowned upon thing.
I think especially in the south of England anyway. Mm. I mean, you know, the south is meant to be more sort of accepting.
Yeah.
You know, London, Brighton, like...
Yeah, very flamboyant people.
Yeah.
Not only when it comes to sexuality, but just people in general.
Like, yeah.
People can much more feel confident being themselves. And I think Brighton's a key example of that. But I think it's a really good movement. I like the idea of Pride. I think my main concern with it, other than you having a concern about brands, but that was fine.
not really brands, but it was just like the fact that it was almost getting like it wasn't... Because they have Pride Month, obviously, and then... Outside of Pride Month, they have it in loads of different cities, and it's like, I almost feel like if you celebrate something too much, it doesn't become celebration
anymore. It ruins the value of it,
That's exactly
like it. If we had Christmas every day.
Yeah, it's exactly, even if you had Christmas twice a year, the second Christmas, or both Christmases, they wouldn't, like, you know, you have your birthday and you have Christmas, some people have them both at the same time, like...
The Queen has two birthdays, she probably gets the second birthday, I'm like, I don't appreciate this as much.
She has loads of celebrations, doesn't he, for her Jubilees, and...
I'm like,
the Queen, like, must get so many presents.
If she has two birthdays a year, how old is she now?
Oh, yeah.
200.
Oh my god, I didn't even think about that.
How old is the Queen? My main concern with Pride, well, not Pride, but the idea actually
is the people.
Is the people. No, I'm joking, I love the people. And I love how it makes people as well. Like, even people that aren't maybe directly celebrating it because they have some sort of emotional, sentimental value to it. The way that they're just being involved and how it opens them up. Because just because you're celebrating being gay or being different to the norm or whatever the government wants you to be, doesn't mean that you can't feel comfortable just being yourself naturally. Like, people feel comfortable with their bodies. Like, I saw so many girls at Pride with just their boobs out, but with, like, tapes over the nipples.
This is like different.
What's this?
I'm quite traditional and don't like stuff like that.
What do you mean?
Because, like, I just wouldn't. Imagine if your girlfriend went out like that.
Well, that's the thing. Penny said to me, she was like, how would you feel if I went out like that? And I was like, I wouldn't stop you, because I want you. If you felt comfortable and empowered by doing it, then you could do it. I would feel.
See, I would feel so uncomfortable if.
I'd feel uncomfortable.
Well, it's fine because I don't have a girlfriend.
You never will, because you're saying this. I'm joking.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'd want her to do it if she wanted to. But I think the issue is at the moment is that I know that people have a small amount of people have to start it to make it into a thing. I think if everyone was doing it, I'd feel a lot more comfortable. It's because all eyes would be on. Because I saw that people were looking at the girls who had their boobs out but had stuff over their nipples because it was unique, it was different. And I think that in that sense, I'd feel comfortable because I knew people would be looking at her in that sense. But I like the idea of it. I like how it's supposed to be, like, you're comfortable with your body and how it's like, how come guys can show their nipples and girls can't and all of that. And I think it brings it back to my concern of Pride. Let me speak of my concern.
Oh, sorry.
It's fine. Woody. is that I love the idea of Pride. It's great. But I think And right now, every kind of celebration, like Black History Month or Pride or all these other celebrations are important. Like, they should be there. We should be celebrating this kind of thing. But I don't want us to get to a point where we're celebrating things which aren't important. When we start celebrating, like, hey, let's celebrate Boldness Day. And it's like, we don't need this.
Yeah, 100%. And this was something we were looking at for the synergists.co.uk.
Which is Willie's project.
Yeah.
Do you want to explain that for my project?
So, it's my collaborative blog with Mr. DeVivo and
Jamie
myself.
DeVivo.
Yeah, the synergists.co.uk.
Every week.
Yeah, and we're thinking about having a theme, like each month, and we all write something for our section or just in general, because for me it's going to be hard to write something legally themed for every sort of thing. And we were looking at like the different sort of days in, you know, you have certain days where you celebrate things, and and we saw, I think 21st of August is Senior Citizens Day.
Is it?
Which is quite nice, you know, the idea behind it is like you celebrate their working life, their the families that they have, like their and the development that they've made in society.
And like that. That's also nice. Like they're maybe like learning about more about people's experience or like just taking them for granted, I think, as well.
Yeah.
Because people, a lot of people do take their elders?
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it? Elders for granted. And it's like, just spend some time, just make people aware that you should spend more time with these people because they are more experienced. They won't be around forever.
Yeah.
But I get it. That's one aspect.
Yeah. And then you go from things like that all the way to the other end of the scale, and it's like, like, and this is one I like, but some people would think it's stupid, is like friendship, like today is actually Friendship Day. Like the 4th of August is Friendship Day.
Oh,
like,
I should be spending it with my mates.
Oh! Oh, damn!
Sorry, Woody. Did that hurt a little bit?
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
Oh, ice pick through my chest right there.
It's the truth. Anyway, carry on.
Yeah, and I think some people would be like, why do you need to celebrate friendship? But like, for a lot of people, that's like a really big, you know, like apparently we're going through like millennials in general, like something like 1 in 5 says that they're actively lonely, like all the time.
Yeah.
Like that 1 in 5 is a huge amount of people.
It is. Like, and like a lot of them do have friendships and they feel lonely for other reasons. And it's like, if you actually celebrated those friendships, it will make you realise that you have those friendships. I think all these days are coming around because we are taking more and more things for granted, and relationships more so. We're taking relationships for granted, like parent-son relationships, or parent-child relationships, grandparent relationships, love relationships, every kind of relationship more for granted. And I think we kind of do need these days to remind us, like, hey, by the way, like, make sure, like, these relationships are important. And it is kind of like, we celebrate people, but we also celebrate our relationships to those people, like elderly people, senior citizens. We celebrate our relationship to those people as well, and I think that that's really important.
Yeah, and so like that's, you know, it like, and then you get so many more days like National Cat Day and stuff like that, and like that, I think that's what you're sort of getting like on a lot, kind of like what you're getting onto is that like when you start celebrating things like that, it's like, why are you celebrating it? Like,
it's difficult because it's like, there's a huge community.
It's a subjective line as to what you want to celebrate and what you don't as well.
But then it's like, who decides what we celebrate as well? Because there's probably a huge community that's like, we need to celebrate cats because they're like, they're there for us, this and this.
Exactly.
We need the cats.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, I love that and I appreciate that and like, I respect that so much, but it's also like, there's more important things, I think, that we should be celebrating first. Like, this doesn't mean that, like, I don't think we should have a festival for, like, elderly people or whatever. I think maybe that is an idea that maybe we could get into or whatever. But it's the idea of if we have...
old people,
If we have, literally, if we have, like, Pride Month, which I love, and I think it's a great idea, and it's the idea that we should be doing it. I have to keep reiterating this, like, I don't have anything like that. But if we have Cat Month, it's like, we don't need that.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like Pride Month, Black History Month, we do need because of just to make people more aware.
Yeah.
Like Black History Month is so important. Like, I remember throughout college, we Black History Month, we used to change how we did extracurricular stuff because we make it so focused on the celebration
of it.
It was amazing. It was really good. And I think it helped me, and it's going to help so many people going through education to become a lot more aware of what's happened and what needs to happen and what's currently going on in the world to do with that. And I think Cat Month won't do that. Like, what's Cat Month gonna do?
Yeah, well, make people buy cats, I guess.
Yeah, buy cats. Yeah, and that's the whole thing. You're commodifying a celebration.
Yeah, and I think that's like it's a important distinction we've made for, you know, and my worry with Pride is that it's getting too commoditized and too commercial, and that you know, like I said, you've got Pride Month, which I feel like it is about, you know, going through college, you know, they really push Pride Month and that, and then you also get these festivals that happen outside of Pride Month that, like, there's no reason why you can't have them inside of Pride Month as well. But I don't know, I just, like, yeah, I love the fact that it's celebrated. I'm hesitant about it being celebrated too much. Like, and it kind of, like, it detracting from the fact that it is a celebration, and it actually hit, like, making the people that don't like the fact that people celebrate that stuff, because there are, you know, there are people in the world that don't.
Yeah,
don't like.
It's always going to be people the LGBT,
don't like. Yeah. BTQ movement, and it, like, it's going to make them more extreme. If you see what I mean,
it does create more of a divide between those people. Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just a bit like it's such a great thing, but I'm just worried it's
which going direction it's going to go in.
Yeah, because it's accelerated so much in the last couple of years. I'm just a bit hesitant. But again, I've never been to Pride, so maybe it's something that I'm going to have to do in the future.
Yeah, and I think when I went there, it was so interesting to see just people with so much passion, so much. They were all so comfortable standing in the street surrounded by so many other strangers. They just felt all so comfortable, and I love that aspect. But I think if we look at Pride, we don't want Pride to become Christmas, because Christmas, over the last few decades, over the last 100, 200 years, it's become something which is formed very much from religion and love and caring and whatever to presence, and it's been commodified so much. I think Easter, I think, is it's more recently become more commodified. It's like you buy eggs, you buy multiple eggs. And I think when we were younger, it was much more less about the eggs. Yeah.
You get one egg.
Yeah.
And then maybe a few others on a little hunt around the garden or and something like that.
You can argue it's because things are easy to buy or whatever, but I think it all does come down to that people much more focused towards the idea of commodifying Easter and stuff. And I don't want Pride to become that, because I think the main concern, like I was saying, is brands are now piggybacking off it and using Pride to increase their awareness a little bit more as well. Yeah. Being like, hey, look, we support Pride. We're a company filled with emotion and proper values and stuff. Yeah. But I don't want them to completely take it over and it becomes a commodified thing.
Yeah.
Such as every Pride Month. Pride Month, it means we need to go and get presents for somebody which is expressing their sexuality.
Exactly.
And it's it's all well and good, but it's companies are gonna, I don't see why companies wouldn't, because from a business point of view, it's such a good idea to like I said, commodify it completely.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, there's a massive market right here. If we're like, hey, we sell the Pride t-shirt or the Pride merchandise for this and this, and you can come to us.
Yeah.
And I think that's my biggest concern at the moment, that it will become Christmas. Yeah, no,
100%.
And the sentimental real value behind it will go completely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woody, are you going to go to Pride next year?
I will definitely try. I mean, there's not a chance in hell I'm going to go on my own.
Oh no, I think you do need to go with a group, because it is that kind of, like most situations, like going to a festival as well. I mean, I've never been to a festival, we have no experience. I don't like this, but I haven't done it. I love this, but you know, I've never actually been there. It's like festivals as well. Like, going by yourself probably isn't as entertaining as going with a group of people.
Yeah.
I'll go with you next year, Woody.
Okay, yeah, no, we'll go next year.
We'll find you a nice man.
We'll do a podcast while we're there.
We'll do a podcast. Hey guys, what a float. We'll do a Having Words float.
Oh my god.
Okay, what would this Having Words float look like?
It'd have to be half synergist, half
Having Words.
Come on, Josh.
Or what about the back end next to the exhaust can be the synergist, where you stand coughing with Jamie.
Yeah, no one reads blogs anymore. And you're at the front.
Hey guys! I think it would have all of the guests on.
Yeah.
All of the guest songs that I've ever been on. What songs would we be playing? Having Words themed, Having Games themed.
Oh yeah, the Having Games themed tune. You have to.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Just on loop.
Just on loop, constantly. Yeah. Us please get us off here.
And then every so often you going, da da da
da da da. And then they close for a minute and open the back. Hey guys, we're back. And I think we'd have to embrace the whole audio. Maybe it wouldn't even show our faces. It would just be a truck that said Having Words, and we'll just be, hey guys,
anonymous masks or something like that.
It'd be so cool. Having Words float, look out for it at Brighton Pride 2020.
Yeah. Go on to the synergist to see my actual face. Yeah. You won't be able to on the float.
Now, Woody, I actually put up a Pride photo on my Instagram.
You did?
And we were discussing this, actually, before we started, about likes. Do you want to lead this bit?
Yeah, so there's this whole sort of debate at the moment, and Instagram have sort of said the next update, they're going to give people the option to get rid of seeing likes.
Yeah.
And instead of, like, it won't be non-existent, but instead of having so-and-so and 20 people, it's just going to have so-and-so and others have liked your photo.
That's good, yeah.
And the whole, like idea behind it is that, you know, like, people, and I'm guilty of this as well. When you upload to Instagram and stuff, you chase likes. You upload at the time where most people are active and are going to like your... It's Sunday around 5 o'clock, if you wanted
really,
to.
Really, I actually say don't put it up on Sundays.
Yeah. and so, like, the idea behind it is that it's affecting young people in particular because it's a popularity thing.
They put so much worth towards likes.
Towards likes,
if they don't get enough, they take the image down or they get upset or they feel worthless.
Yeah, and this started with Facebook back in the day. I guess it was pre-Facebook, but I guess our generation, it was Facebook when we were younger it's moved on from that.
The biggest impact was Facebook, because that's when more people started actually going on Facebook and using it. MySpace, I'm sure. I don't know what MySpace had, or Bebo or whatever.
Never been on MySpace or Bebo.
So young and fresh.
And I feel like Instagram is, like, you know, it's the thing where when people get Instagram fame, what is 30,000 followers and you're technically a minor celebrity now.
Yeah, you're a micro influencer.
Yeah. Which, like, is crazy. So, and people make so much money from Instagram, and
they really do.
And it's such a platform that, like, I feel judged when I put stuff on there.
Yeah, because you will be judged. Yeah. Like, because we know it, because we go through and we judge.
Yeah.
Naturally. You do what you do. You judge people's content, you judge people's likes, you just do normally.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like I was saying this to my mum the other day, actually, funnily enough.
Mum, you're not getting enough likes!
If I don't get enough likes on a picture, I take it down. I know it's really bad, but it would stop things like that, and it would be more of, like, a documentation of pictures that you like and, like, main events
experiences
in your life.
Which it should be. That's which what Instagram started out being. And I think YouTube actually is a weird example of this, because obviously YouTube has a like and dislike feature.
Yeah.
And because that doesn't weigh towards anything on there. Yeah. I think the only, because it doesn't make the video more popular or anything, it all comes down to views on YouTube.
Yeah.
And so even if you get a million likes or a million dislikes, it won't affect where you are on the YouTube page or the algorithm.
Or how much money you make from it, which is why people like Logan Paul make these outrageous videos and still get loads of money.
Exactly. It literally is. And it's like, that like system is really only there for the creators, whereas on Instagram it's there for apparently the creators and the people viewing the image. It's a weird thing. But YouTube has the ability to turn off comments and I think turn off likes as well. I'm not too sure.
Yeah.
And it'll be really interesting, like you said, to see whether Instagram actually does take that off.
Yeah.
But going back to you say how, like, influencers, micro influencers do start at 30,000.
Yeah.
And I know that just briefly, Love Island. I saw this post about what Love Island contestants will start to make now per post. And I think the winners are going to start making up to £10,000
a post,
which is actually ridiculous. And I was thinking about this because the first few people that left the island, I think it was Sharif and Joe or someone else, that left the island of this season, they put up so many promotional adverts. And I was like, why are they doing this money? They're literally losing followers. But then I thought about it, I'm like, eventually they're going to probably lose all these followers anyway. So they're literally trying to make as much money as possible.
Yeah.
And it makes sense. But it's also like, that's crazy how much money is in there. Which is why every 14-year-old today wants to be a micro-influencer, wants to be a main influencer. They're putting so much thought and, like, dedication towards Instagram.
Yeah.
And they put so much, I think it all comes down to, they put so much emotional value into it because they put so much effort into taking photos, planning photos, writing captions and everything. They're putting so much, they get so connected to it, which means if they're like hours worth
it's
of work,
demoralizing if it doesn't get
is. It is only getting worse. That's the thing, which is why Instagram, like you said, maybe introducing this feature where they can give you the ability to do this. Now I know that I work in a company where we do social accounts for a lot of our clients, and we do look at best times to upload for them to create the most awareness, most likes and everything, and we do monitor a lot of the content that we create based on likes, and it's really interesting to see which content does get more likes, because we make this one piece of material and it doesn't get as many likes as we thought it would. And it's interesting because the audience is ever changing. But it will be really interesting to see what kind of brands, I think, will adopt this, because it's all in good users taking off the likes and how many likes, but it'll be to see if brands actually adopt this as well.
Yeah, because I think, and especially because of the way I think Instagram are going about it, is that they're reluctant, because people use it so much for the likes and dislikes.
Yeah.
They're very Instagram are reluctant to take it away completely. And by giving people the option, I think a lot of people are going to be like, I don't want it to change.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
For that reason, because it's one of those things, it's very easy to be like, oh, it's a good thing, but I wouldn't change it. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Even though I know it would be beneficial, I still wouldn't change it because I like to see how many likes I get on the post.
Well, I think the thing is, like, I don't know if, it depends how hard are they going to go into this. Are they going to be like, oh, it just turns off so other people can't see it, so you can actually see it as well? Or is it going to turn it off completely? Like,
I think the
will
idea,
you still get notifications? Or like,
I don't know, but the idea behind it was that you wouldn't even be able to see it because it affects your mental health. It's like about your mental health. And
that's interesting, yeah.
And it's like, it's sort of, you know, because in today's world, like, mental health is such a big thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like things, you know, so, like, social media is such a massive influence. And, you know, I feel like we all feel a lot more disconnected than we would have done if we grew up 50 years ago.
Oh, my God, definitely, yeah.
I mean, like, you know, when I'm in London, like, I'm used to just not talking to anyone.
Yeah.
And so when I come back down here, it's crazy how much, you know, like, I walk down my road and people say hello to me, and
you
like,
just yeah.
And you're instantly think like,
you get out your
what
phone.
What is going on? Like, yeah. Why are people talking to me? And then you realise, like, oh, people down here are actually a lot more connected. They've, you know, to even just say hello when you're on the street.
Exactly.
Compared
yeah.
to in London. You know, it's so strange living between the two places. And, you know, I think, yeah.
And it's only getting worse as well, that's the thing. Because kids are literally growing up nowadays. Kids, these darn kids are growing up these days where they're getting phones so much younger, they're getting so much more connection and so much more social media. But it's making them, this is such a big topic anyway. Social media is making people so much more antisocial.
Yeah.
And it's making people hide behind their phones. And it's making, I think the main thing about people feeling demoralized from not getting enough likes also comes from hate comments as well. It's so easy for one 11-year-old or whatever, or some person who doesn't know the full context to put like, I hate this, or like, you suck or whatever.
Yeah.
And you will take that one comment out of 1,000 good comments, you'll take that one comment and then that will be the one that hits you.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy for people to hide behind their phones. And I think it's the whole thing that in person people wouldn't say that, but it's the power, I think, as well, that social media gives people. It gives an 11-year-old who doesn't have anything, maybe, or doesn't really have a voice, or doesn't really speak up at school, or whatever, it gives him the power to maybe completely crush and cause something terrible and drastic for, like, a big influencer, or, like, an upcoming influencer, or whatever, because it's so difficult these days. And I know, back to Love Island again, so many people, after they come out the villa, so many islanders, after they come out, they need to actually have another detox away from social media and like, ease back into it because of all the hateful comments and everything as well. It's crazy.
Yeah. You made me think about two things with what you've just said. So
I don't care. I don't care what he thinks.
No, like, so the first was, but I remember back in school, there was this guy, I'm not going to say
who, a lover of
but
mine.
they had a blog, and they got taken the piss out of so badly where, like, for having this blog, and people go on there and, you know, they'd refresh it so he gets like 1,000 views, like, and not for like good reasons, like for bad reasons.
So, like, take the piss.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess, you know, like, people just don't realise, you know, what he was trying to do. Like, and now, you know, now here I am with my own blog, like, you with your podcast.
I refreshed, like, the page for you. can you
imagine, like, if we did this back in school, how much, like, how people would just go at you.
It would be so much
for
more
no
difficult.
Reason. Like, for absolutely no reason. Just for the fact that you were doing something that they weren't.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they would take the piss out of your voice and, like, or,
I don't know why, but they would.
The self-help section on my blog, or,
you
know, something like that, that is so important today. And that,
I think,
you know, you've got to get a thick skin. You've got to develop a thick skin. And I think
you shouldn't need to.
You shouldn't need to, no.
But you
I
do.
Think, like, you do because of how school is. Like, it's like, it's dog eat dog in school. Like,
it is.
You know. And the second point was that I was talking to someone. So this isn't actually my thought. It was something I was talking to someone else about a little while ago, and apparently we're like sort of the generation after millennials. There,
which is us.
No, we're
not millennials.
We're
Generation Z, but we have the same attributes as millennials.
Yeah, we're basically millennials. We were born in.
We're not millennials though. We're Generation Z or whatever.
Okay,
Generation
yeah.
Y.
Well, yeah. like, basically, the next generation that's coming up after us, then, is one that, basically, very few people are going to actually, like, they're, one of the theories is that they're not going to go into employment, and instead, because people have the ability to make money at such a young age, you know, when you think about things like Twitch, YouTube, you know, all anyone needs is a camera, a mic, and a hobby.
And maybe a slight personality.
Yeah, and they can make money from
which you can
it.
Fake. And I know that, just real quick, the, I saw this post which really inspired me but made me angry as well, is it had the winners of tennis, and he got like $1 million or something. The winner of this other sport, and he got like maybe 1.5, 1.7, golf, 2 million, whatever.
Yeah.
And then it showed the champion Fortnite player of the world who won like £3.5 million or something like that.
Yeah.
Just to play video games. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's stuff like that that reinforces young kids' dreams to be like, why would I work this many hours when I could do what I enjoy? And like, a part of that I respect. I respect the fact people are like, hey, I enjoy doing this. I want to profit off of this as well. But it's also like, you're giving too much hope for people which can't make it or won't make it or they much like they're picking it because they're lazy, not because they actually want to make anything of it.
Yeah. And I think obviously that's our sort of criticism of them.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, the older generations criticize us for being lazy because, you know,
we don't work as much or whatever.
Yeah,
or
like, we don't go to the old steel mill. Or,
yeah. You know, when I was your age, I was down in those mines.
Yeah. So, like, you know, I take your point, but, like, at the same time, you can, like, kids can make, you know, I know some kids that they're better at Xbox than me.
I'm just going to cut it. I know some kids. Oh, were they? No, but, yeah, that's the thing, and, like, they will only fuel that as well.
Like,
and that's great, because they might make a living off of it. It just sucks that it's so... people, it's so easy to look at that and be like, oh wow, I can do that.
Yeah.
And then people will dedicate their lives to it, or they won't dedicate anything to it, but they'll be like, oh, like someday I'll do that. Because it's kind of the easy option, but it is also because you still have to put in hard work to it.
Yeah.
Or you need 100%. Like some sort of skill, which is so rare.
Yeah.
Everything takes hard work, but the thing which people are doing, which they enjoy, that takes hard work, you ignore all the hard work. The Fortnite winner, he put in so much hard work, so much probably money as well, investing into Fortnite and everything as well. Sure, he won, but he probably put... I'm dying. He probably put as much hard work into that as somebody maybe doing an average job would do as well.
Yeah, no, 100%. Moving slightly away from that, right?
No. Would he?
I went to the driving range yesterday because I've got a recent newfound passion for golf.
Yep, I saw your photo, it looked good. Or your Instagram story.
Yeah, thank you. And, check it out.
Like it, please.
Please.
I'm taking it down. Nobody.
And, you know, I was there, a 21, nearly 22-year-old guy, right?
Oh, where?
Me. this is me at the driving range. You know, not doing bad. I've played golf before, so I can, you know, teeing off, I'm okay. This guy comes up next to us. No joke, Josh. He must have been no older than 15. I would say younger.
I'd say 5. No older than 15.
His technique was better than anyone on the driving range.
Really?
He was smashing it 200 plus every single shot.
Oh my God.
His technique was impeccable.
Yeah.
And I was like, you literally...
You
are...
little bit...
yeah.
Give me that club.
Take me.
Stop the club. It's the boy.
Yeah. And I just thought, how incredible is that? You know, like, he's probably been playing for, you know, near enough his whole life.
Yeah.
But to be that good, like, there's no doubt he's definitely Sussex, England level.
Yeah.
Like, at that age, like, no doubt. So shout out to him. If he
shout
ever listens to this,
yeah.
And you know who you are.
So you know
because
who you are.
Me and Arthur couldn't keep our eyes off your swing because it was a beautiful swing, okay? But, oh my God, yeah, it just inspired me, you know? Such a young kid, just, he's obviously got such a passion for it and such skill, like, at that age, like, oh my God. Like,
it's either that, or you were so distracted by him, everyone else was hitting it further, but you were like, wow, that one kid. I slip when I hit it. Wow, he's amazing. Nobody, he's average.
Yeah,
but it is really, like you said, it's inspiring, and I love that. And I think quickly going, like, referring back to what we said earlier about people being so negative and giving negative comments, especially in school as well, like with the blog, you said the person got kind of low-key bullied and cyber-bullied because of it. It's because it all comes down to people being jealous.
Yeah.
And I think if you try and swap that jealousy, or if you just don't be jealous, like, inspire people, you know, if you get inspired by it and support your mates. I'm always saying this, okay, I'm learning it more and more each day. Support your mates, support your friends. If you support that, you support yourself.
Yeah.
Literally, it's crazy. No, and it's like, it's good that you looked at that boy and was inspired rather than that little shit.
Yeah.
He's better than me.
Yeah. And, yeah, won me, Rust.
Yeah. You beat yeah. you beat him up outside an alleyway. No. And it's good that you looked at that kid and was like, I'm inspired by that rather than being like, shit, I wish I was that good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you can't be that good, because like you said, he put in the hard work, and you understand that, and you respect that.
Yeah, yeah, 100%, 100%. You know, again, moving on, slightly different point, I just, you know, this week I've done very little, right? I haven't been inspired to write any blog. I haven't.
Which is okay, everyone has moments like that.
Yeah, yeah, no, of course. And literally, I've been in the house so much, I've gone for a few runs, and then I sort of got into golf.
Yeah.
And, you know, just the improvement in my mental health, just getting outside.
Doing something new as well.
Doing something new.
Yeah.
You know, finding, getting inspired, like, oh my God, like, how much it can just change you. Like,
yeah, and the thing is, not only about just in golf, or like the driving range, but also in other aspects.
Yeah.
I know that when I started running a little bit a few weeks ago, just because I was running, sure, I was like, oh, I really enjoy running, but it was making me so much more inspired in other aspects of my life.
Yeah.
And you probably do find that just because you did something new and something like that, and maybe something sporty as well, it's made you more inspired in writing more blogs and everything as well.
Yeah. Oh, no, definitely. And you just get so many more ideas of things to write as well, you know, the people you meet, just getting out, improving those interpersonal communication
those
skills.
Those social skills, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's just great, and I put so much emphasis on keeping active. Like, I've just, me, Arthur and Jamie have actually signed up to do Tough Mudder in October.
What's Tough Mudder?
Tough Mudder. So it's,
is that like the army training?
No, it's like a 5k, we're only doing the 5k, which is a 5k run, and you do, I think it's 20 or 24 obstacles in this 5k run.
Oh my god. I could hardly do 3k when I went running, and it was like
sorry. Yeah, so that's going to be really really good.
Yeah.
I really want to try and get more into running.
Do it, man. Honestly, like, oh my god. Like, I'm going to shout out this app real quick, actually. I think it's one of the most popular ones. The two most popular ones are the Nike Sports app or something, the running Nike app. Or the one that I have, which is the Strava.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so good. It tracks like where you've been and everything. And actually, what I like about this is about their, although it's a running app, it's a fitness app, it's now turning into like an art app as well. People are running and making drawings.
No.
So I saw this amazing blog post about people that are running around this city and like drawing dinosaurs and dolphins and stuff with their
that
run.
It's incredible.
I'll quickly show the photos, but oh my god, it was so interesting seeing it all happening. And it's like,
yeah.
I love that. I love when you take something which is supposed to be one thing and you turn it into something else.
That, yeah. Tingles. You get tingles when you hear of things like that. And how
it is, yeah.
It's inspiring. It's absolutely inspiring.
Because look at some of these, actually. These are interesting. People actually ran these.
No, they did not.
Click on them, have a look, yeah.
A penis, well.
Of course.
Someone did the Mona Lisa. That must have taken, like,
a very long time. But yeah, so interesting. I love how, like, just speak about art. Art can kind of find a way. Art finds a way in anything you do. Running and with this tracking thing, it becomes an art.
Yeah.
Very
and,
interesting.
You know, even down to podcasts, blogs, they're all like a creative outlet, aren't they?
They are, yeah.
And yeah, it's just great. Tearing up.
It's just amazing. Oh my God. That kid at the driving range. Just like, Arthur's little face. Wait, well, there's nothing to do with anything.
Oh, and I've got to throw this out because, and I hope Arthur listens to this.
Hi, okay, Arthur. So shout out to Arthur.
One of his first swings going, right? It was an okay hit as well.
Yeah.
He launches my golf club with it.
What?
He launches it. And this is on driving range. And there's a good, like, at least 10 other people on the driving
range. So what
do
you do? How do you get it?
And everyone's, like, laughing at him. And Arthur's like, I want to leave it. And I was like, yeah, go and get my club.
You're like, Arthur, mate, that's my club. You're getting that club. And, so and Arthur never came back.
And he had to go and tell them to all stop. Like, ask them to all stop.
Everyone, that little kid, he was, like, hitting...
And then he had to run out and grab it.
Oh,
it was
my God.
The funniest thing.
Oh my gosh. At least he's never going to do that again. He's going to be gripping that thing so hard.
Yeah. I went and bought a glove after that. Did you? I genuinely did.
Because of that.
Yeah.
After, mate, all the, like, you know, the little Wii remote straps. Yeah. Put that around the golf club. Can't fly away. Actually, that's probably really bad because it would, if you let go of it, it would swing around and hit him in the face. Oh! You'd be like, thank you. Got my.
At least you didn't throw it.
Little bitch. Arthur. We'll do it, Woody.
Well, yeah, we'll have to hit it up.
Or we'll just go outside and start hitting stuff in the park.
Off the seafront.
Yeah. Ah, my child. Yeah, whatever, man.
It's just expensive, though, because obviously you lose the balls if you just go to a random.
Not if you hit it and quickly catch it.
Oh, yeah.
Or not if you get Arthur to stand out there and catch them. Ow! Catch them or throw them back. You use them again. No! Now, Woody, your blog.
My blog.
I love the idea, and like I want to go into it a little bit more. And like you described it a little bit earlier, and I think it's an amazing idea, and I like the fact that you're getting writers for it. I just want to shout this out, that if there's anyone out there that's listening to this who is a passionate writer or who's always wanted to write or anything, contact Woody. Woody, is there an email address? Is there a Synergists email address?
Yeah, so it's woodrow@thesynergists.co.uk.
.co.uk.
That's the email. So if anyone wants to write for us,
or wants to learn how to write, I know that Woody's been writing a little bit, and I've read a few of his stuff, and it's pretty good. So Woody's actually an experienced writer. Oh no, that's Jamie's stuff. Your stuff's crap. Such a fake laugh.
Yeah. At least I actually get content out, Jamie.
What's that?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's right.
Jamie, don't listen.
Calling
to this.
Him out.
Then give Woody an email, and hopefully he'll never get back to you. Hey, I emailed that guy that you spoke about on the podcast. You didn't need to. He said, "Fuck off." He said you'll never be as good as me and ran away, but I emailed him. I don't know how he ran. I love that whole thing, Woody. Like, honestly, I love the fact that you're sticking out as well. And I know that I spoke to my cousin Joe and his mate Will, who came on like 10 episodes, 12 episodes ago, who spoke about their blog, The Kindfulness.
The Kindfulness, but I checked that out as well.
And they've stopped. They've stopped doing it.
No, they haven't.
They stopped a few months ago because I said to him, I was like, hey, what's happened? Like, content stopped and like social stopped. And he was saying how, like, they gave it to someone else to like look after, and so it's kind of stopped, but they're doing other projects, and they actually want to start a podcast as well.
Okay.
Which would be interesting. So
rivals.
Not rivals, like synergy. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Working together.
Yeah. We're all the synergy.
Yeah, exactly. So Woody, we've got to team up against them, no joke. So yeah, I just love the fact that so many of my friends are discovering their own projects and their own passions. And like we discussed earlier, like making, not a living, but making a passionate hobby living, income living, hobby living out of their passions. Having words is such a big part of my life at the moment. I love it so much. And like Synergist, big part of your life. And it's just going to get bigger as well. It's amazing. My friend Bethany, actually, who I'm going to get on in a few weeks' time, Bethany Grace Barnes, she's just started a fitness page on Instagram. It's going to turn so much more. Like, this is just the beginning. @BBGymFit. BBGymFit.
Fit.
And she's going to be on soon to talk about all about that. So check that out. Keep your eyes peeled on this page in the upcoming weeks.
Right. So thanks for listening to Woody's words.
Woody, this isn't.
No. It's been great having you on, Josh.
Excuse me. What has this become? You pack up the mics and walk out with them. I'm just there like, you drive away in my car. And I'm like, what?
With your screen and computer.
And my glasses as well. Yeah, Woody, I can't see. You look back, I'm stumbling around on the road. You're just laughing. Thank you for listening, everyone. Stop trying to snake your way into co-host position.
Thank you for listening.
No,
catch us on Patreon.
Patreon. And Facebook. And it Instagram and Twitter.
Josh, how do you know?
Thank you for listening, everyone. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Reddit, or listen to us on Spotify, iTunes, and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/havingwords. You can also listen to us on havingwordspodcast.com. We've just got the basic episodes up on there at the moment. Woody, before we end, any final words, any final topics, any final shout outs? Thank you for listening every week.
Yeah. Shout out to, you know, if anyone is out
very angry.
If anyone is out there with a hobby or anything they were thinking of like getting involved in, then just go and do it.
Whoa.
Like, get inspired and just go and do it, because like it's just such a great thing. And just do something creative, like.
Now, Woody, what if they're struggling with getting inspiration? I want to say Gary Vee. He's a business entrepreneur. He deals with business motivation and the whole hustle and the business side of things.
So like Matt Diavella, like he's a YouTuber and he's also on Patreon for his like exclusive content. You can get him on there. but if you can't afford it, it's not that much. I think it's £5.
Do you pay for it?
No, no, no. But
No, I wouldn't.
No, it's about £5 a month. But he urges people not to if they can't afford it. Yeah. Like, he's such a genuine guy, and his content is so good, and you can just tell, like, he's living the dream. Like, but
you can tell
he's living his dream, but he's so down to earth, and you know, he tells you about the struggles he goes through in his life, and
he does.
He's an inspiration.
He's honest, you know, and I think Gary Vee actually talks about that, about the next big step in like social engagement is going to be honesty and social content. And I think Gary Vee said that discussing truth and actually honesty and the troubles that you have in life is going to be the next thing which causes a lot more engagement, and people are going to definitely be more drawn towards the truthful stuff. I just want to quickly shout out one of his videos, which is the 30 day challenges he does, which is that entire section with 30 days of journaling, 30 days of cold showers, 30 days of waking up at 5 a.m, 30 days of doing all this stuff. It's so interesting and so motivating, so guys, check that out. What do you have any other motivating things about
Yeah, just one other. I listened to it on Spotify, but there, you know, I guarantee you can get it on other stuff. It's Lewis Howes. He does the School of Greatness podcast.
Yeah.
And he releases stuff every week without fail, like usually a few times a week. He does 5-minute Fridays, which I absolutely love. Like, literally, they're like 5-minute podcasts. If you're not into like listening to like long podcasts, they're perfect. And he just gets you inspired, and he gets on so many different people, covers so many different issues, and it's just great. Like, you know.
Do you have a particular episode that you want to share out?
The one I listened to most recently was about was with Terry Crews.
Oh, really?
About the struggles of his life, and he struggled with porn addiction and stuff like that. And, you know, people just, like, come out on those podcasts and, you know...
You get behind the scenes. I know that I listened to the Joe Rogan classic one. Joe Rogan one with Simon Pegg a few months ago. Oh, like last year that he released. And it's another side of the actor and the director, Simon Pegg, that you just don't see before.
Yeah.
It's a glimpse into it. It's so interesting. So yeah, guys, check out those. Thank you for the inspiration and advice, Woody. And we look forward to listening to your content and seeing you again on Having Words podcast.
Yeah, thank you, Josh. And I'll see you again on my podcast.
Woody's words. No, Having Words. Shit. Thank you, guys. See you next week, episode 32.